Off the Ball Breakfast.
Your projection now around this conversation.
No, I'm agent. I'm fascinated by you as it is. I'm even more interested in you in terms of this topic.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You're very welcome along to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Now, coming up for you today, a last chance for Ireland players to impress ahead of the World Cup squad announcement on Monday. We'll hear from head coach Scott Beamont and number 8 Brittany Hogan as they take on Canada in a warm-up game tomorrow. Steve Tandy on the job ahead of him as new Wales coach. And a new All Blacks call-up explains how his dog nearly cost him his place in the squad. First up today, Ireland are making final preparations for their last warm-up game ahead of the Women's Rugby World Cup in England. Scott Beaman's side take on Canada at the Affidea Stadium in Belfast tomorrow. The team shows 10 changes from the side that came from behind to beat Scotland 27-21 last weekend in Cork. Niamh Jones joins Sam Monaghan in co-captaining the side this weekend. While there could be a debut for former England prop El Perry off the bench, the Gloucester Hartbury player earned 11 caps for the Red Roses between 2018 and 2020. She's become eligible for Ireland, having not played international rugby for 3 years, and qualifies through her maternal grandfather. Beaman will reveal his final World Cup squad on Monday and stands by using Irish qualified players to bolster his options.
As we grow our group, we need the finest talent available, both from on-pitch playing perspective and an off-pitch character, person perspective, in terms of adding to a group. Ella's a good player, and she's a really, really good person, having worked with her before. So the girls, obviously, she's known to a good few of the girls, and they would endorse that. So IQ is part of our pathway, and this is an opportunity. This weekend is an opportunity for Elle to put her best foot forward, to put a hand up for selection, and then absolutely we would consider players from IQ. As a nation, as we grow our squad depth, as we grow our playing pathways, we also have to be cognizant of people that are Irish and identify as being Irish and that play over in UK, for example. So I think it's been a great opportunity to add to a group, both from an on-pitch perspective, which is clear to see. If anybody looks back through England footage, you'll see I've worked with her in that space before. Elle was always a highly, highly valued value prop in that system. She's obviously, a couple of years ago, picked up a niggle. She's a mother. She has a young child, which is class, and so she's brought this sort of wealth of experience and maturity to a group that adds to us. So she's been absolutely brilliant. Yes, I would consider her, but obviously we'll make that call after the game on the weekend. So she joined up a couple of weeks ago. There is a piece of process that people that players have to go through if they've played for one nation to another. So I guess in terms of playing depth and when this came online, the Christy Haney piece opened up an opportunity for it really. So she would have been available for last week, would have been available to play against Scotland. We made a choice not to put her into that game to give her a little bit more time, but she's been with us since the start of the Block 3.
So the Ireland team in full for tomorrow's game against Canada in Belfast. Stacey Flood comes in at full back with winger Anna McGann joining Bavin Parsons in the back three. It's a centre partnership of Enya Breen and Eva Dalton this week. Scrum half Evine Riley joins Dana O'Brien, who's retained at 10. Niamh Jones will pack down in the front row between props Niamh O'Dowd and Linda Dugang. Ruth Campbell and Fiona Chute are in the engine room. The back row is unchanged with Grace Moore and Ivana Kirapati either side of Brittany Hogan, who's at the tail of the scrum. Monaghan is part of a 6-2 split on the bench, so Perry, Cliona Maloney-McDonald, Sive McGrath, Eimear Corrie-Fallon and Claire Bowles join her as the forwards options. Emily Lane and Eve Higgins provide the cover for the backs. The two sides met last October in the WXV1, with Canada winning that game 21-8 in Langley. Hogan says the Ireland players have learned a lot from that defeat.
I suppose with our game last year, like, they kind of showed that, like, the only kind of experience I have to answer this question is our game against them last year. And I suppose that they, whenever they had momentum, they kind of, they knew how to play the rugby a wee bit better than we did, as in they knew if they got a penalty, like, they were slowing the game down, they knew how to play the ref a little bit more. Their experience and, like, that kind of ranking side of the world did show off, but that was a great learning experience for us. And ever since, we have closed the gap. We, against France and England there in the Six Nations, who are above us in the world rankings, we really showed that we can stick in it, and we beat New Zealand last year. Like, we showed that we are ready and capable to play at the top table.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things on a journey through Latin America.
I'm nervous, and police will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes! Oh,
Jesus!
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City!
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Local, that's me, okay?
Diverted has been named among Apple Podcasts' best so far list of 2025.
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route of 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. All 10 parts are available now for free via Apple Podcasts.
I thought Route of 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Route of 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Now, newly minted Wales head coach Steve Tandy admits there's no magic wand to fix the current problems in the Welsh game. Tandy officially takes the reins on the 1st of September, becoming the permanent successor to Warren Gatland. The Kiwi left the role midway through this year's Six Nations Championship, with Cardiff boss Matt Sherritt taking interim charge for the rest of that campaign. Tandy's first assignment then in the Wales hot seat will be the Autumn Nations series, with tests against Argentina, Japan, New Zealand and world champion South Africa. Wales are currently 12th in the men's world rankings, and while Tandy's ambition is to return them to the top table of the international game, he concedes that it will take time.
I don't think it's a magic wand. I think, like Dave said, it's being connected, and obviously speaking to Abby and Dave and around the vision of where we want to go to as well, and how to get Wales back to where we want to be. So for me, it's going to be collective, and I think that goes back to part of what I believe in is collaborative and building systems, but also engaging with not only the national team, but the 20s programme, regions, the community. So I feel that is why I feel it is a challenge, but every nation has challenges as well. I believe in the talent we have in Wales to get us to the journey we want to go. And I think there's always, you ultimately want to have ambition. We want to have ambition to be, like you said, those targets. But ultimately, there's a process to get to that as well. And with a young group, we have to nurture them. We have to connect them. We have to coach them. We have to be around them more than probably any time before, because they are a young group. But I think that is where the ambition we want to go to, but ultimately we have to build performances, and incrementally throughout campaign to campaign, we have to be better and making sure we're looking inward at how we can build that performance through the young, exciting group we've got.
Elsewhere then, Nick White has reversed his decision to retire after being called up to the Wallaby squad for the upcoming Rugby Championship doubleheader against South Africa. The 35-year-old scrum half played the third test against the Lions in Sydney last Saturday in what was believed to be his final game for the Wallabies. But an injury crisis at scrum half has forced him to delay his retirement. Reds front row Aidan Ross and Brumbies backline duo Ryan Lonergan and Corey O'Toole are the uncapped players in the squad. Joe Schmidt's side kick off their campaign against the Springboks at Ellis Park on Saturday week. Scott Robertson, meanwhile, has named four uncapped players in his New Zealand squad for their clashes with Argentina. Back rower Simon Parker, prop Tevita Mafileo, scrum half Kyle Preston and back three player Leroy Carter are added to the panel, with the All Blacks missing a number of key players through injury. Carter told media at a press conference this week that it wasn't all plain sailing when he got his call up.
I got my passport out to take a photo to send to the manager, and I just left it on my bedside table, and then my partner went to the gym and left my dog home alone, and then it's gone down the hallway and jumped on the bed and then just chewed up passport and my my teeth aligners. So yeah, it was a bit of a shambles yesterday. I was trying to get an emergency one, but I think it's all sus now.
That's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily next week.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.